Okay, we have, first of all, an Icelandic Facebook page, radio clips, which there's a link on OA.org to find those, and then translate them. And then check if those can go on any type of public broadcasting, like RUV. Well, I can't say it, so like we wrote. You're trying to skip that sentence. Add on to an existing program, for instance, like a health program, maybe a women's health program, a men's health program. So add those clips onto that. And how to carry the message anonymously. There was a suggestion that I haven't heard of before about using a false name. Don't use your own name when you're spreading it out there in the public. We talked about using, tagging them into medical programs, religious stations. There was mention of the fact that when you do anything like that in the public, to use the full name of Overeaters Anonymous. Be careful not to abbreviate and say OA, because nobody's going to know what that means. So use the, don't shorten it, use the full name. Participate in live panels, such as maybe doctors' surgeries or things like that. We have a spot where an OA member could come to a live panel. Newspapers, sports stations. So these were all, again, for the radio clips, if possible. We also just mentioned in general about keeping anonymous. If you're using photos, use ones that don't use your face. Talked about online journals might be a way. You could get the name OA out there. And magazines or the online type of magazines. Have a booth at a health fair where you hand out literature, and if they have something where they have speakers, ask if you can have an OA speaker share during that. Approach a teaching hospital to see if possibly you could speak there. We felt like an approach to individual healthcare professionals rather than the big organizations. Like, I know what it is in Iceland, but don't go to like the equivalent of the National Health Service. Each member goes to their individual, you know, dentist, doctor, you know, dietitian, whomever. Hold an open house where, in a given area, you saturate that area with flyers. And you invite people to come. You might be like at restaurants, at, you know, any businesses. It doesn't just have to be the medical profession. Any businesses in that geographical area, you have an open house, you put the flyers out there, and then you have them come, and you have people tell about what OA is. Create an Instagram identity using an alias rather than, you know, someone's real identity. But we felt like that might be a really good way to reach young people, was through Instagram. Approach recovery centers. Here's one of our ones we thought was really good. Use YouTube, create a YouTube video. And get that posted. We said Geesley would know how to do that. We wrote that right in our notes. Geesley will know how to do this.
He will do it.
I didn't write that in notes, but we did say that. Because some of them are like, how do we do that when we got to YouTube? You know, and we talked a little bit about like how to do that, how to film that so that you do, you know, you protect people.
So you'll just have to sing the lyrics, you know?
Yeah, Geesley will sing and then he'll post it. We thought that was a particularly good way to reach young people. Also, blogs. Have your meetings, and send yours to Iceland or whoever, have one meeting a month that they designate an open meeting where you don't have to qualify as an overeater to come to that meeting. It's open to anyone. And also, in conjunction with that, try to then invite professionals in the area, like if you have a teaching hospital or a doctor's office that's near there, you know, invite those people to come. Sometimes you can actually get a connection with some areas where they require their students to attend a 12-step type of meeting, and then you'll suddenly just get, you know, a flow of those people who come through. And they then start helping to carry, you know, helping to carry a message. We also talked about getting our foot in the door via other 12-step programs. We felt like mostly that's done informally, like during breaks and things like that. But sometimes there are actual events where the 12-step programs will let you stand up and say, you know, I'm from Overeaters Anonymous and I'm going to share for 5 minutes on what my program is about. Let your healthcare professionals know that you are in OA and give them information. So you personally do that. And then we started to talk then more about things in general. Like a bit of a bigger picture thing was, we thought that the first step might be that there are a lot of public information materials out there. And there's
1 minute.
Public information. But I'm talking slowly. So we thought that Iceland needs to check what public information is already out there and see what they need, what's available on the page where you can, you know, download it, or what you might have to order, and then get that translated. Because, as we know, I think, is your literature person in the room? We didn't know that you had a PI kit yet. So get, you know, get that. They're not real expensive. And then the little kind of cards, do you have a problem with food, that are downloadable from OA.org. And again, on that, to maintain anonymity, use an email address and just a phone number on those. But those are tiny and can be left off lots of places. And then our final thought was, in all of this, keep in mind to target the general public, not just women. And then we had a little bit of a talk about the opposite of the Viking image. So that has to be overcome here in Iceland. If you don't know what that is, talk to me, because I don't know.
Thank you.
So I am Costa Rica. I'm the surgery leader too. It was my kind of third question, how can we be attractive? Like, that's just another question, but it's not, we didn't answer to that, but that's something to keep in mind. The first one was know the guidelines, official OA guidelines for anonymity in social media. So that's the first step. Two, you can factually respond and share that OA exists, for example, Facebook, without saying you're in it. There is a Facebook campaign, and WSO has a budget for that. So if you're interested in that, you can contact WSO and have the Facebook campaign. There is a Google Ads campaign too, with guidelines on OA.org. And we talked about that in the Netherlands, and we thought, well, it's too expensive and it was rather size. David mentioned that you can choose your own budget. So it's just up to you how much money you have for that. And there is a bit of a difficult part about it, that you might need a credit card for it. So it's just to discuss again can or cannot have an OA credit card for your intergroup, or do it as an intergroup or service language board with a personal credit card, if it's all clear. You need to find out yourself. There are, as Francie mentioned, there are OA radio ads and television ads. You can get it or ask it from OA.org and translate it and organize it in your own country. There is information or materials, information at intergroup or national service board, language service board websites. I didn't know there were such ones, so you can look at that. And the last one was like and or share Facebook OA posts, materials, groups, without mentioning you are in OA, like I said before, and answer in a private message.
The last one, did you say share OA ads? Or do you do that anonymously, like on Facebook with your
name? Sorry. If I personally, with my own Facebook, if I share something from an OA website, I don't say I am a member, I'm just sharing like I can share or anything else. So I can do that. If I don't mention, I am in LA. It's anonymous.
Hi everybody, my name is Esther and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm sorry that I'm leaning, I've got a very bad backache. We had the question, how can we carry the OA message anonymously, and how can OA be more visible in our society? And these are the things that actually most of us are doing, so I think we're in good shape. We just need to do some more. Letters to hospitals, diabetes centers, stroke clinics, surgeries, nurses, doctors, etc. Doing workshops for these professionals to tell them what our story is and what the message is. Leaving leaflets in waiting rooms. Send a lot out, as much as we can, so we can get a few in. One of the countries said that they had they actually had like an open house. You mentioned like an open house, which for professional organizations that can be advertised in magazines, so for professionals to come in and we can talk about the program. To go to rehabilitation centers, to send fellows to spread the message. Of course, dietitians, nutritionists, to explain to them what allergic foods are. When going to the doctor or the dietitian, bringing a food plan and show them what we do, because sometimes that does have an impact. Okay, there was something about which I found personally that was interesting. They mentioned that approved literature by professionals has more of an impact than literature by OA, plainly. So maybe that's a message for WSO, or like, I know there's this magazine by professionals, but maybe to get some sort of endorsement from a physician to write something. To go to treatment centers, to have meetings in treatment centers, in 12-step program centers. It's good to have meetings there to spread the word. And along similar lines, to go to other program centers, like it was mentioned before also by the first group, like AA or NA, to ask once a month maybe to speak to their fellows and talk about OA so they know that we also exist. It was brought up that when we go to these things, one person is not enough, that we need at least three people to be able to work if it's a stand or whatever it is to provide the information. Again, treatment centers. To go to treatment centers where the food actually, sometimes because they're state funded, the food there is not suitable for OAers. So to try and speak to the physicians and or dietitians there to explain to them that maybe giving them bread and peanut butter or something like that, it's not the ideal for that environment. We talked about the question of anonymity, and we more or less said that, as was mentioned before, that anonymity, if we say we are from OA and we do ABC, that's not breaking anonymity. Breaking anonymity is to broadcast, to have ourselves filmed or taken pictures of or whatever. So it is possible to do without breaking anonymity. We talked also about the use of language. Then maybe in certain countries, the example given here was the example in Iceland, that a compulsive overeater is somewhat a bit strong in Icelandic, if I understood that correctly. And that sometimes it's better to say, for example, food addict. So a little bit about the nuances and how what language we use to also to be able to attract more people. And the last one that I have is like to carry the message is to say I'm from OA instead of hiding. On an individual basis, we can say what we do and how we do it, even if we're struggling. At events is when we put a roll up about OA and what the program does and everything. It's better to send people to have representatives that have reached their goal weight or that more or less are where they want to be. And I think that was it. Did I forget anything? I took a lot of notes. Thank you.
We are thinking about taking the papers to us, and we can scan it in and send by email.
Yeah.
And
I will
just,
I will try to type it.
Have you seen it?
Well, I'll try. If you want, I can try it.
Bara fjóra og lesa bara innan og af því þú þurfum bara að fara að klappa.
Ester hver var 2, það var Ester var 3. Þetta Francine. Og þetta var Soria. Og Ester hérna. Ester. Okay. Hann hefur mækin hérna. Ef að kveikt honum, ég veit ekki hérna.
Ekki bara hérna.
Jú bara nokkra 3 og 4.
Já, ég skil ekki allt hérna. Ef ekki bara
kallt
því það. Hvað séu? Ég að finna hvort það sem ég skil.
Já.
Ha.
Það ekki hlýja, sko. Við erum að fara í mat, sko. En þú, ef ég ekki að byrja bara nú meðan þeir sem að geta að höra.
Okay, I have some problem with understanding the writing. The thing is, because we're having a lunch in like 3 minutes, so if there's someone in here who has a car, I guess Icelanders, that can drive, or you can walk to the hotel, or if anyone has a car, we'll just wait in the hall. So if someone is late to the hotel, so we won't have a car, because we have a few cars, I think.
Thank you.
Hvernig gengur?
Ok, ok, ok.
Þurfum við ekki að segja hvernig hefum að koma náttur hingað eða? Jú, þú segir bara, það næsta byrja 13.30.
Ok, so we will start again here half past one, so 1.30. So we have 1.5 hour.
Talaðu í mig að koma hins
sko. Can you hear me? 1.5 hour. I will read here 4 randomly drawn. How can I carry the message? Be abstinent, number one, really good. Two, share it, group, but both in groups and sponsees. Service, organize open meetings. Work the program as best as I can to show others, OA members, that the change is real and they can change as well. I carry the message by staying abstinent and having the courage to weigh my food in public. By being open about my addiction and program in my personal life, and by being and by telling people who struggle with their weight about the program. Okay. Right. Okay. Then we take a lunch break now and see each other at 1.30.
It was keeping me endless by my
close the colors with the serenity prayer.
Hvað
sagði það? Þetta bóðan einhver?
Any language you choose. Good.